the feast we celebrate today, known as Christ, King of the Universe, or Jesus Christ, was introduced in 1925 by Pope Pius XI at a time to combat the evils of the world when so many people and governments turned away from God, turned away from the laws of God, and did not even admit who God was, both in their public and their private lives. With the threat of communism through much of the world, the Pope decided that it might be time to restore peace and bring Christ back to the center of the universe where he rightly belongs. But it was in 1970 that Christ, King of the Universe Mass was introduced into the last Sunday of the year, the 34th Sunday of Ordinary Times, to bring to completion our reflection and contemplation on the mystery of the life of Christ and our expectation of his second coming at the end of time. And so we reflect also on these words and, if possible, go back to the encyclica that Pope Pius XI wrote and think about what he wrote at the times. In St. Luke's Gospel, there are a few surprises, like the poor are rich, and the sinners gain salvation, and the kingdom of God is in our midst today, not only at the time when Jesus was present, but also to us in the Holy Eucharist. But there's one other surprise, and that's our confronting that our Lord and King is the crucified Jesus, the one who spent his life for us, for his deep love for each one of us. And in the inscription that hung above Jesus, "This is the King of the Jews," an inscription that was meant to ridicule and insult our Lord, was in fact the most profound truth of all, that Jesus is the King, Jesus is our King. Jesus' kingdom is not revealed to everyone, but those who have the eyes of faith can see clearly who Jesus is. At the end of today's gospel, we read about the two criminals that were hanging on the side of Jesus. And during the Roman persecutions, there were many that were crucified at one particular time. So we wonder why St. Luke wrote about Christ and the two criminals. There might be three different ways to look at this particular situation. The first one is from a worldly perspective. And the good criminal or the repentant thief represents all of us who accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, while the bad thief or the unrepentant criminal represents those people in the world who do not accept Jesus or have turned away against Jesus or maybe just have no use for religion or faith in their life. Or we may look at it from a more personal perspective, that part of us want to still hold on to those things in the world that are part of what we've grown up with, part of what we find difficult to separate ourselves from, or that part of us that wants to give ourselves totally to the Lord. And the third thought might be, we find in Matthew's 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the one thief on the right and the one thief on the left. And so the one on the right represents all the people who follow the word of the Lord, did those works of mercy that the Lord is asking us to do. The other part would be the one on the left, those people that were sent to eternal punishment because they did not see Jesus and other people. They did not do the works of the Lord. There are three great feast days that we're all familiar with: Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. And they are holy days in our church life. But in the secular life, they've been somewhat taken over, and the world has wanted to introduce that particular secular approach to those particular holidays. They want to rob us of our religious beliefs. They want to change our beliefs in that there is no such thing as God, or that we celebrate these as holidays, not really holy days. But the church has given us other feast days that the secular world doesn't share with us. Feast days like today, Pentecost Sunday, the Ascension of our Lord into heaven, and those great feast days of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And those are actually our feast days where the secular world hasn't entered. Those when we can go ahead and not only celebrate Mass, but take some time to reflect on our Lord, to have the same kind of dinner that we may have at those big feast days, but those that we can then share, reflect, and think about what Jesus and those particular feast days mean to us in our spiritual journey. But in the end, as we Christians reach our final destiny, that destiny is our Lord Himself. And so let us all make Him King of our lives.